I'm Ray Michaels. It's Ozarks Outdoors. And, sir, introduce yourself once again.
I'm Matt Taylor with Fellows Lake.
And I tell you, it's been informative. Really appreciate you taking the time. This is really, really cool stuff. We talked about the fishing. We talked about hunting. We touched on some of the paddling. But you guys have done a lot of work here. Tell us more about some of the amenities, the additions, what's going on here, and what the future plans are for Fellows Lake.
Ray, I appreciate you having me and asking that question. Fellows Lake LLC was formed as part of Watershed. I had touched on that briefly, and we're a 501c3. The LLC is considered a first time I've ever been happy to be considered disregarded. So I'm a disregarded entity, which means we operate towards the mission of Watershed Committee, which is stewardship, education, and outreach on the quality of water, quality of life. With that, we had some incredible local sponsors step up. As the new operators of the dock and the rental boats and the fleet and all that, Bass Pro stepped up in a big way and provide us every couple years. They've been switching us out with brand new pontoons and motorboats that we rent out. There's a 40 horsepower limit. So we have a 20-foot pontoon boat. We've got a 16-foot pontoon called the Bass Buggy. And we have three 16-foot classic trackers that are equipped with 40 horse. All of our boats have trollers and sonar. And the nice thing about it, the classic tracker is $100 for a half day, and that includes fuel.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we kind of looked at it as, yes, we have to sustain our mission and add back to what we're trying to do out there with some of the stuff we can talk about later. But we also wanted to make it accessible and open to where people could experience it. So I kind of based my pricing off the smaller lake, like Pommy, off of Truman, off of Stockton even, where, you know, they're not charging an arm and leg like Table Rock.
Or Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah,
or,
where it's $500 to look at a boat.
Right, exactly. So it is very family friendly in that respect. If you've ever made an excuse, oh, well, we can't afford it, we can't get out, it's too far, well, now there's no excuse. Round up the family, come on out. So how do I go about renting one of these pontoons?
It's real simple. So you can call our number, 417-840-2965. We take our reservations. We're not taking credit cards, and everybody's been very respectful. If you want to reserve a boat, you give me the date. We write it down. We ask that you call if you want to cancel. That way, if something comes up, we don't have to mess with refunds. We don't have to deal with weather. And it just makes it easier. So that has worked really well. During the week, you're usually pretty safe. And I always say, hey, our weekly special on Tuesdays through Thursday, we don't really clock watch. Come get the boat, stay out and have as much fun, because I'd rather see you having fun catching fish than it's sitting on our lifts. Some of the other things and amenities features that are added, when City Utilities designed the dock, they made it accessible. So we are wheelchair accessible. Wow. We have placed all of our boats on lifts so that we have transfer ramps and are able to get wheelchairs on our pontoons. We did a day event this summer with Empower Abilities where we had over 100 folks with disabilities and gave many people their first ride and experience. Fishing, first ride on a motorboat. We had a blind girl sailing one of the 22-foot Catalinas. We had some really tear-jerk moments with, we have an accessibility launch where we can put people in kayaks and they can launch and land themselves. And it was just spectacular. And that's one of the other features of being a not-for-profit and community-based. Everything we do goes back to it.
Right. And that makes the whole game plan and the whole business model completely different.
Yeah, we still have to be sustainable. We have to make this last, so I can't give the farm away. But we're trying to make it accessible and provide things to our underserved, our underprivileged, our disabled, to all the people that never might have the opportunity to experience the beauty of Fellows Lake. Some of the other products we have, we've got a fleet of about 40 canoes, kayaks, tandem canoes, kayaks. If all goes to plan, we'll be offering stand-up paddle boards. That's been not allowed for years.
So why is that? Everyone wants to try to do the stand-up paddle board thing.
The stand-up paddleboarding kind of got swept off the lake. It was because you have the people that wanted to swim or wade, and they're told they can't swim, but they look out, and here's this person that's trying to figure out a windsurfer that is spending 95% of their time in the water. And so the easy solution was, okay, no more windsurfers. And so stand-up paddleboards had not quite come into popularity back then, and the boards that were being used were much skinnier, much smaller, much less stable. The boards today, we've seen them. My gosh, you can stand on the edge and do flips, and it's not going to go anywhere. That just went through City Council. We have partnered with Ozark Mountain Paddlers, the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. We put on introduction to paddle courses once or twice a year, where it's free. It's an ACA, Registered American Canoe Association course, where we'll teach you how to stand up paddleboard and canoe and safely operate your boat for those that have never done it. Because I rent the canoes and kayaks, single seat kayaks, we have a $10 an hour, 2 hour minimum, $20, you're on the water. We never clock watch, so we try and make it affordable, accessible. So if you think you want to get into stand-up paddleboarding or you've never tried a tandem kayak, come out to one of these programs. If you're looking to shop, I have a variety of models. Pay me $20. We'll let you test drive everything in the fleet.
It's a whole different objective, and that's what makes this whole thing that's happening at Fellows Lake so special.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's it exactly. Like I said before, if we can get one person passionate about, say they become a passionate stand-up paddleboard person.
Mm-hmm.
Their playground then is the open water. The open water is what we're passionate about and trying to protect. So we've created another ally in our fight to keep our streams clean, to keep our rivers and waterways open and flowing.
I am so glad that you came in here today. I tell you what, we got to share this across all the platforms and networks. All you need to know how to contact for Fellows Lake and all their great activities.
The main easiest way to get a hold of everything you need to know and don't want to know about Fellows Lake is watershedcommittee.org. So Google the Watershed Committee of the Ozarks. That'll link you up to the website. That is our parent organization. From there, you click on the Fellows tab and you can find about the Springfield Sailing Club, the regattas we're having, the events we've got. There is one to get excited about. September is Celebrate Springfield Month. On the 25th is our Fellows Lake Celebrate Springfield. We'll have demo kayaks, demo paddle drive kayaks, sailboat rides, tours of the lake on motorboats. We'll have all of our partners set up with tents to let them know about Ozarks Audubon, about the Ozark Mountain Naturalist, about the Conservation Department, about the Coast Guard, about the Sailing Club. So once more, Watershed Committee of the Ozarks, or feel free to call us, 417-840-2965.
Summer's winding down, and I'm listening to all this. I'm all excited going, well, you know what? It's about over. Maybe I should wait till next year. That's not the case, right?
The lake is open all year. Our season in the old marina, for those of you that are old-time Fellows fans, their season would end November 1st. Being that myself and my manager of operations work full-time, that's our office. Mm-hmm. So if the light's on, we're home.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, if we see a warm, sunny day coming up in the winter, we'll push out to social media on our Fellows Lake Recreation Area site that, hey, we're going to rent boats today. It's going to be 75. Hey, we're putting on a small regatta. Come out and sail. Springfield clubs taking people on rides, you know. So watch for us. We'll be here all year.
And those social sites are?
I am not a social media person. Shame on me. So I confess the gray hair gives me away.
Many of us were forced into this thing, you know. So, but
I'm still kicking and screaming in the night, my friend. Fellows Lake Recreation Area and Miller Park is a good way to find a Facebook page. There's an Instagram attached to that. Springfield Sailing Club, it's pretty easy to find. They've got a Facebook site. And then the Watershed, I believe our Watershed website does have links. And if not, be patient. We're in the middle of updates there.
And so it's not over. There's still lots of great activity. The fall's a beautiful time to be out on the water. Great time to visit the lake. There's hiking, fishing, biking, paddling, sailing. Yes, don't want to forget sailing. Your favorite.
That's kind of my jam, man. Don't cut that short.
I know, that's right. Wow, it's so exciting. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. It has been a pleasure and an eye and ear-opening experience to discover all that's happening there at Fellows Lake. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing everybody out at the lake.
All right. You know what to do, kids. Get on those social sites and get on those websites and find out more. I'm Ray Michaels. It's Ozarks Outdoors on 105.1 The Bull.